What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, yes, that time of the day. 9 days until the MLB trade deadline. And it's time to finish the Phillies here. All right, so Kyle's going to give us the profile of a player, and we'll determine whether or not we want him. Kyle, what do you got for us today?
All right, so I don't think it's going to be a question here of whether you would take this player. You might even know who it is when I go through this.
Mm-hmm.
The real question is going to be, are you willing to give up a lot for this guy? How much would you be willing to give up for this guy? Because it is a big-name player. He's 27 years old. He plays a position in need for the Phillies. He's a left fielder primarily, but he can play any position in the outfield. He's going to have two more years of control after this, and then he'll be an unrestricted free agent. Second year in a row that he is an all-star. He's a multi-time gold glover in the outfield. So,
oh boy.
Yeah. 288 batting average, 352 on base percentage, 750 OPS. Not a big home runs guy. He's got six on the year, but he's definitely better versus right-handed pitching, 818 OPS, as opposed to a 625 OPS versus lefties, and he is a left-handed hitter. So a good enough hitter, but doesn't feel the need of a right-handed bat for you. Now, I think the interesting number here to look at is I think this fits what the Phillies need in such a huge way in the lineup because he doesn't strike out very much, like at all. 410 plate appearances this year and 34 strikeouts.
Wow, that's got to be like 95 percentile.
It's yeah. I mean, it's an unbelievable number there. Runners in scoring position, he's hitting 300 with 24 RBIs in 73 plate appearances. So, like I said, since he has the two more years left to control and he's only 27, this guy's probably going to cost you a pretty penny to get at the trade deadline. Probably some of your best prospects. So, one, are you interested?
Yes.
What would you be willing to give up?
Well, I mean, just by the way you framed it, Gold Glover, All-Star.
Yeah.
Second year in his All-Star game, right?
Years of team control. I mean, this is the kind of player that the other team says Andrew Painter. I mean,
sure.
like they couldn't ask for that, mm-hmm. and it seems like a reasonable ask for the player we're talking
yep.
about here.
And he's a hitter. Like, it's not like you're trading a starting pitcher for a closer, which I know some people would be against.
Yep.
Like, this is a guy that fits right into your lineup, is centerpiece of your lineup.
Hugh, I think I know who it is. Before I say, what do you think about the player?
Oh, yeah. But I was trying to figure out who it was, but I don't have a clue.
I think it's Stephen Kwan.
It is Stephen Kwan.
Stephen Kwan. I love Stephen Kwan.
Would you trade Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan?
Yes. Whew. I would do it. You getting him for two more years after this one?
Yeah. You know, I think I'd rather try and do like a... I think I'd rather give up multiple prospects, not including Painter.
Well, I would too. I'm just like, if it push came to shove...
What if it was like Abel Crawford Miller?
I'd rather do that and I'll hold on to Painter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too.
You could put him at the top. I mean, he's the leadoff hitter. And you could put Trey, too, and then you kind of separate the lefties. Kwan, Trey.
It makes the lineup so different.
Bryce, Schwarber. Yeah. I mean, that's a 1-2-3-4. You can go to war with that.
That's a difference-making bat right there.
And he is a great fielder.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of reminds me of Ichiro.
Yeah.
He's not as fast. He's probably like, if Ichiro was a 10 as a player, he's like an 8. But like they're similar. He doesn't strike out, like you said.
The strikeout number is insane.
That's crazy. He probably has more walks than strikeouts, so it's close.
Probably, yeah. I mean, he's got a 352 on base percentage.
Yeah, and last year was a little better than this year. Last year, I think he hit like 14 or 15 home runs. So it's in there that he can maybe hit a little bit more power.
Yeah. I mean, it would be pretty jarring to see a guy in this lineup that strikes out that little.
I know. And gets on base and runs. And plays gold glove defense in the outfield and a guy that can actually hit. We haven't seen that around here in quite a while.
Come on, Hugh.
Oh, I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm just thinking.
Looked like you were thinking about it.
Oh, no, I am thinking. I'm pondering, you know. But, yeah, I like it. I like it.
Stephen Kwan would be awesome. I would love Stephen Kwan in a Phillies uniform. Well, the other thing that speaks to is the Cleveland has a lot of relief pitchers, including Class A. Mm-hmm. They also have a guy named Cade Smith. There's a blockbuster that's right on the table there if the Phillies are
little one-stop shop.
Yeah, because they got a few people they're gonna probably be shopping.
Yeah. I think if they were able to get both guys, Class A and Kwan, I would start thinking about putting Painter in.
Well,
there.
that's probably the only way to get that kind of deal done, is to offer both. All right, I like that. Stephen Kwan. Now that's a big move. That's what I'm talking about today. Add Stephen Kwan to the mix here, and that changed the team. You good over there?
Yes.
You want to order your Kwan jersey ready?
No, I'm just thinking. I mean, that would be a huge get.
I would buy a Kwan jersey the minute the deal went down. I love Stephen Kwan. I just think he's a difference-making kind of player. And it's not the traditional, because he's like Kyle said, he's not a home run hitter. But he just makes the team better.
He makes things happen.
Yes, that's exactly. He was the one in the All-Star game last week that had the game-tying hit or whatever.
Yep.
He hit the ball that led to the game-tying run, which led to the swing-off in extra innings. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's check in with people who are thinking today. Twitter Quest is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, so polls up today. Are you now open to putting Andrew Painter in the bullpen? 59% yes, 41% no. Do you believe we will see the Phillies make a big move at the trade deadline? 52 yes, 48 no. That split right down
that thing
the middle.
Changing.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying people are listening to you?
Yeah, they listen. Mm-hmm. I'm sprinkling with that gang.
Is that it?
That knowledge, yeah.
Yeah, so they're changing their opinion because of your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that. And was it appropriate for the Phillies to celebrate that when they did after last night's game?
They get killed for that.
Your comment section is on fire there.
I like the word appropriate.
Yeah.
It's like I'm scolding them for.
Right. It's not like you didn't do something so bad.
It's inappropriate.
This is not appropriate.
It's not appropriate.
Guys, this is not appropriate. 69% believed it is appropriate to celebrate after a walk-off catcher's interference. Big V and Mount Laurel's up talking to Phillies trade deadline. Hey, Big V.
Joe, how was the vacay?
Vacation was good. I was in the Pacific Northwest in Mount Rainier and Olympic National Park in Washington. It was cool.
Yeah, been there. Love it. It's great. But listen, I got to hate the budget bubble because, you're all, recharged on a vacation. But I don't think this trade thing has a strong possibility that a acquisition at this time won't happen.
Okay. I mean, you might be right, but why? Like, why should I be okay with that?
Well, I didn't say that you would be okay with that. I just said that, that's more than likely it's not going to happen. Because you're looking at such a mediocre season that a majority of teams that would be out of the wild card hunt by now, feel like they're maybe two or three series away from being in the wild card. So they're not going to give away anybody.
I think you're right on that. It certainly... It changes the pool of teams that could sell, right? Instead of being 12 or 15 sellers, there's like 6 or 8. It's a seller's market, not a buyer's market. I'm with you on that.
Maybe 3 or 5. But you look at what Dombrowski has to do now is bring in his key players and just, set them down and offer them the carrot or the stick. Either you're going to, play to what we know, what we believe this roster can be, and we will reward you for it, or you're going to continue being mediocre and underperforming, and of course I'm going to give you the stick. Next trade deadline, you may be looking for a new home.
Yeah, well, but they need a move. I mean, they need to make a big move here, Bigby.
They don't need to make a big move if our key performers perform to, their stats and ability.
Wheeler's having a great season. Schwarber's having a great season. Trey's having a good season. lately Harper is again, and they're still struggling. Like, you need more than just those four guys.
That's what I'm saying. You got 5 to 6 other guys that are underperforming. Have a conversation with them like, look, we want to get to the World Series. This is what you've been doing. This is where you are right now. It's about time that you make some adjustments or we're going to adjust you.
So you think a conversation is going to change the fact that Castellanos swung at a pitch 3 feet outside last night? Just talk to him?
I'm saying that it could be possible.
No, it's not. This is the play. This is who they are, Big V. We need to add more talent.
It's not who they are. It's just what
This isn't what Castellanos is now at this point of his career.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, I think Castellano can do better, okay. Especially at this point.
I would not hold my breath. This is what he is.
I know. You wouldn't hold your breath in Kyle either.
Well, because we're not delusional. I mean,
not delusional at all.
The idea that like Castellano's going to wake up and be a consistent performer, that's not what he is. He's up and down.
Oh, Harper just woke up and started to,
Bryce Harper's better than Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, but, you know, Castellanos has been underperforming what he usually does, so there's a possibility that he can wake up and do it.
That's a great point.
Is Castellanos underperforming? I mean, this is who he is. Like, what did you expect?
Well, listen, there are more people on that team to pick on than Castellanos.
I just chose him. I mean, Bryson Stott, is Bryson Stott underperforming, or did we overrate him? I don't know.
I think he's underperforming.
I'm sure you do.
I think the way that the Phillies have been rated is pretty much dead on. It's just a simple fact that they're underperforming. And since we're past the halfway point, now it's time for them to start heating up.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's only going to take them 90 games.
Yeah, that's all. They played 100 baseball games, but now is the time. This whole thing gets revved up right now.
Now's the time. I mean, follow Harper's lead. Harper's starting to rev up the rest of you guys. Follow the lead. Let's make this happen. And, you know, let's host that, you know, world champion trophy.
That's it. Just a nice stern talking to him. We'll figure
Stern talking to. That's what it is.
That's all. No big deal.
There you go. Hey, Hugh, did it work for you?
Yeah, it did.
What, a stern talking to work for you?
Always.
Yeah.
Always, yeah.
We talk sternly to you every day. You don't listen
Y'all
to us.
Y'all talk crazy. Yeah.
Well, you don't hate him, and I don't think he's afraid of you.
Well, I don't know. I stood up once, and Hugh got a little bit upset.
He's also afraid of a little aggressive.
He's afraid of the YouTube chat, too.
They get aggressive because they think they got better lawyers than you, Hugh. So if you beat on them,
I don't even have a lawyer. I'm like, what am I doing with a lawyer?
Hey, what are we doing? What are we talking about?
I don't know.
But no, look, I mean, we're kind of getting off subject, but no, I mean,
that's your fault, BV.
Probably, but you know, I mean, generally when I talk to my wife, it's always my fault. So you know, why should this be any different? But anyway, let's get that Stern talking to. Let's see if it, you know.
All right. Now that'll fix everything. Big V, we appreciate it. Yeah, there you go, Hugh. The Phillies don't need to add any more good players.
And when you
sternly talk to the ones
they
have.
And when you talk to them, you make sure you wag that finger.
That'll get it. That'll get it done.
Big
Bryce has thought we'll be able to hit with the finger wagging.
With the finger wagging, yeah.
That'll do it.
That finger wagging, you mean business.
Yeah, that's all. No big deal. All right, let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Terrence!
Who's old? Kyle, what's up?
Terrence, what's up?
Man, we know Dave Lombardi's track record, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling Kyle, I hope for a move, but we all know this guy's going to make a mediocre move. To me, it's like, I heard you guys saying it earlier, his job is on the line. I don't care what nobody says. If you want to make a move with this team right now and get us over the hump, to get a bet, to get some pitching, he needs to make a big splash. But we know this guy, I don't know if it's his ego, but we saw him do this with Detroit. Since he's been here, he has not been the GM that we thought he would be to get the team over the hump. He has been at a stalling block. He has been content with what we have. He's been depending on a bottom half of a lineup that hasn't produced for the last 3 years. And to me, that has to put his job in jeopardy this year. And, you know, Middleton wants the title. He said it last year, bring his championship home. And our GM is not showing that. He's not showing that by these trade line moves. He's not showing it by the roster moves. You know, Kepler, he has to go. To me, this guy, we know he's going to make a move, but we know it's going to be a mid move. It's not going to be a big splash.
We don't know that.
To do with Chisholm because he said this guy was scared of locker room presence. Like, I don't care about locker room presence. I care about production on the field.
I agreed. And that should be what matters. And I don't know why they didn't trade for Chisholm last year, but it was a mistake. They should have traded for him.
A big mistake. And if this guy, if he don't get fired, if he don't make a move during the trade deadline and the Phillies collapse again with the same old, he has to go. I don't care. He has to get fired on the spot. There has to be big major changes to the team. Because he doesn't get it. He doesn't get the key details of what a championship team is.
Terrence, I agree. Dombrowski's job should be on the line. I don't care. I don't care if they're going to win 90 games again. His job should be on the line. I mean, Hugh scoffed over there when I said that it's a fireable offense not to add to this
fire
team.
This dude,
it
man.
Is a fireable offense.
He gets paid too much money to not be able to get a team over the hump. We saw when Chisholm came to the Yankees, it propelled these guys to the World Series. They didn't get the job done, but he got these guys to where they needed to be. And all I needed was a game or two to get that championship. But we know a big move is needed to get this lineup, to get some spunk, to get some energy into this team, into this lineup. We need it.
Yeah, we need runs. I mean, we scored 3 runs in 10 innings last night, and one of them was on catcher's interference. Terrence in Springfield, we appreciate your call. All right, we haven't spoke to Carmen in a while. Carmen, let's go to the phone. Carmen, how you doing, Carmen?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking a call. And I agree with you on the Phillies, Joe. That I think Middleton and Dombrowski, I'm hoping they're all in. And this is the time to do it. This group's getting old, and they got to do something big here. Dombrowski, I want him to be aggressive, unlike you guys, leaving work for 2 weeks.
You left work for 2 weeks?
Come on,
we
weren't here together. Come on, Carmen. We're just a little vacation, a little R&R, Carmen. Not a big deal.
I think you're getting fat and lazy. That's what I think. You guys should go to work.
Carmen, they made me take vacation.
Carmen, lighten up. It's July. This is the time, you take a few days.
I can tell you, one on vacation, you abandoned the audience. You left us with Tom Kelly.
Oh, no. Not a shot at TK. Tom. I'm sure Tom did a good job.
You made us sit through Tom Kelly for a solid week.
No.
It felt like 3 years.
All right, Carmen,
Kelly does a great job, man. Leave Tom alone.
He's a very good broadcaster. Leave him alone.
TK, you TKO'd your audience. good luck trying to get it back, pigs. You're a lazy pig for doing that. I heard Al Morgagni on there, too. Where'd you get him from, the morgue?
No.
Al catches a stray.
Poor Al.
I thought he died a couple years ago. He was dead on Cataldi's show 5 years ago. You dug him out of the graveyard.
Carmen, now listen, we had some great hosts on when we were out for COVID.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody at Field.
TK was in, Al, Ruben Frank. Even Kyle was in for a few days.
Kyle was okay for about an hour. and he starts to wear on you, too.
That makes sense.
And I like Elliot for a phone call, but I can't take him for the whole show. You punished your audience with what you've done, and it's not right. Joe, I heard you went all the way out to Washington State.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where you went.
Yeah, I did. It was relaxed. I did some hiking on Mount Olympic.
What are you going all the way out there for? Why don't you just go down to Jersey Shore like everybody else?
Everybody else.
Well, it's not, you know, the mountains there. Yeah, it's different.
Aren't you said Mount Rainier. What are you going to seek your family out there?
No, I went with my family.
You go to Coldplay concerts, do you?
No.
You come with the HR person from Odyssey? Is that how you were out there?
No, Carmen, now this, you know this is all false. You're making things up at this point. Stop.
You went with the HR lady.
No, I went with my wife and kids. What are you, Carmen, come on.
Who the hell needs two families? I can't even keep up with the one. Well, I hope that one's easier to deal with. And Hugh Douglas, he said he went to the Poconos?
Yes.
I heard you talking about drinking a lot of wine. You're drinking wine all the time. They're going to start calling you a lush.
they probably call me that already.
Yeah. You're a lush and a crumb bum. You're a crumb bum cow. You're always betting all the time. What are you doing? What are you drinking? Something classy like Mogan David?
Mogan MD 2020.
Manichevi?
No, nobody knows that's the real name. Mogan David is the real
name. No one knows that.
Mount Renault. You'll drink anything they can pour into a 10 buckies. Throw the red in there with the white.
They wouldn't let me put it in a bucket.
I'm not
cup.
Surprised. You can't do that.
But they let you throw the whites in there. You like exciting whites.
I like the exciting whites.
That's enough, Carmen. Carmen, that's enough.
What's wrong with the Phillies celebrating? At least they won something. Let them throw water on each other, you pig.
All right, Carmen, we've had enough. Carmen, thank you. Appreciate it. I always am excited to talk to Carmen, and then 2 minutes in, I feel terrible about myself.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Oh, yeah, he
pokes
us
at
lazy
you.
Pigs.
Yeah, I know. He called Morgan, you a lush.
He said Morgan David. Oh, that brought back memories.
Not good ones either.
Not good ones.
Not good memories.
Accusing you of having multiple families. Or
yeah, I know. Was, yeah. I mean, like, it's one thing that could joke, but he kept going.
He said you went with the HR lady.
I went with my family. We were all there together. No, who goes to it with the, never mind. I'm just
letting Who's going to the post? Who goes to a Coldplay concert with the HR lady? Somebody who does not want to be married.
Yeah, well.
Someone with two families.
Yeah, that is for sure. All right. Steve O'Conklin at Parks Casino, Street Road in Bent Salem on Thursday night, August 21st. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
Took him a while to get to us ripping him for celebrating. That
That would bother Carmen.
Yeah, he was. I mean,
well, it was ridiculous. They won on a walk-off catcher interference. Is there a lamer way to celebrate a win?
You know, when it dawned on me, because Scoops really tries her best to be, you know.
Devin. Yeah.
She does not try to, you know, she's very, very nice, and she's very, very measured in what she says. When she said it, like she said, she took a video. Like, she was kind about it, but I could just imagine what she was really saying in her head. Like, look at these.
What are these guys doing?
Well, the way it was.
Well, she was dead right today. That it was ridiculous, and dead right. The defense is what she's going to be looking for.
Are we talking about that again?
Yeah, because it matters.
Okay, I mean it does. I mean, you know, it's just especially when they don't.
You
pay
see,
them,
the problem is when you just like the way you say it. It is like as if it matters, kinda.
No, it does. I mean, but it's not a necessity. It's a luxury.
Again, they won the Super Bowl last year on the back of their defense.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Which they were surprised that played as well as they did.
But it was the necessity to win the
Super
Bowl.
Oh, no, it was surprised. Yeah, they played well.
No, again, when you say they play well, it's a backhand.
It's such a deflection.
It is. It's unbelievable.
It's not. It's just.
They're the best defense in the league.
Last year they were.
Yeah. Right, and they won the Super Bowl last year. See,
what are you trying to say?
That correlation. Because the quarterback they won?
Quarterback, they light it up?
For two games, yeah.
He lit it up, though. Lit it up.
Why'd they get there? For him to light it up.
That's just like me saying Carson Wentz got you to the Super Bowl.
Well, he didn't.
And then, he got you in the playoffs.
He got them to the edge of the playoffs. They clinched them when he got hurt.
He got you in the playoffs.
Sure, yes. Okay, I'm with you.
And what's his name?
Nick.
Took it home.
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles took it home. He brought it
but
home.
But that is a fair thing to say.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So it's fair to say that Jalen, he played lights out them last two games.
But in the Super Bowl, the defense also
but
played lights out.
But in the Super Bowl, Saquon Barkley was quiet.
That they agree with that. In the NFC Championship game, the defense forced, what, 3 or 4 turnovers?
Oh, no, they balled out. But yeah. I'm just saying, yeah. You know, Jalen Hurts was slinging that thing all over the place. Yeah. throwing dimes.
It's about time after waiting the whole season. All right, 215-592-9494.
About damn time.
It was about damn time. We waited all year for it, and then the passing game woke up, and it was awesome. All right, your phone call is coming up here on the Phils. You can react to Carmen, his nonsense as well. And you know what? It's officially football season. You know who we got to check in with? We got to check in with the Cowboys. Micah Parsons.
This is the year, Joe.
Jerry Jones.
For my prediction for Jerry.
What have I done to deserve
it? He's crashing out this year. I can't wait.
It's already begun. We'll check in with the Cowboys, who are having all sorts of off-the-field issues before we even get to the football. 215-592-9494. This is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.